Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Hey, welcome out to this devotional edition of the Grace Ups Podcast, episode 101. We're going to be looking at day 29 in our devotion that you can download right off of our website, graceups.net. It's the 30-day spiritual strengthening devotional. We actually just got some printed copies in. They look pretty cool. But we're looking at the devotion today is actually called Avoid Donuts. It's one of our shared goals in the Grace Ops culture. So I'm going to read the devotional to you here. Our shared goal to avoid donuts should make you laugh a little. I personally like a good donut, but the greater point we are making is to take care of the body that was given to you by God. Our physical bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. So as a believer, it is key. It's a key thought to focus our attention. Those who have humbled themselves, repented of their sins, and received his powerful salvation are the ones who become his temples. God calls us. Well, he actually commands us to live holy lives because he is holy. The Holy Spirit dwells within the believer and animates the power of our salvation within us. He helps us to walk as new creations in Christ. We are catching up to the finished work of the cross every single day. We are to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God. Romans 12:1. How are you doing with taking care of your body and managing your health? I mean, we live in some crazy, stressful days. And we don't want to become a victim of society or a victim of poor choices. This isn't a goal in our culture to guilt or shame anybody. It's a goal to help us stay motivated in the context of community. We're all about community. All right, back to the devotion. In our current world, the most addictive drug on the planet is actually sugar. Sugar is the driving force behind many diseases today. As believers, we must be aware of this toxic drug and take authority over what we place within our mouths. I do not think you have to be a ripped athlete, but I do believe you need to maintain a healthy weight and overall ability to function in your physical body. How about Caleb when he was 85 and he goes before Joshua to capture a mountain he was promised? He also said that he was just as strong now when he's 85 as he was in his youth. To possess the land and drive the enemy off. Dude, I want to be in that kind of shape as I age. We must be good stewards of our bodies to honor God. So take care of his temple and show the world a set-apart way of living. So simple action you can actually take right now and look at. Just take quick inventory. Are you in shape or out of shape right now? Be honest with yourself. Step on the scale. Take the measurements. Become accountable. Face what you don't want to face. And what will you do to get in shape and maintain a healthy lifestyle? Maybe you're in great shape. Awesome. Go have a donut. We're just playing around. You know, but we say avoid donuts because we got to be good stewards of the bodies and the temples of the Holy Spirit. Well, hey, we believe in you. We care about you. We'd love for you to be in a Build Community group. Check that out on our website to learn more. And until next time, live upright.